Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Much appreciated. Thank you, folks. You good people out there. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Praise the Lord.
Man, isn't that wonderful? Mm-hmm. We thank you all for. Yes, yes. Oh, much love, much love.
I like that.
Much love there. Yeah, we thank you all for tuning in. We thank our listening audience today for tuning in to Chatting from the Word with your hosts, Brother Oscar and Brother Chris, on Block Talk Radio. It is April 10th, 2019, Wednesday, and it is 11:05 a.m. Pacific Standard Time in the San Francisco Bay Area, Richmond. How are you doing, my brother Oscar? Sunny today,
59 yes,
degrees. It's going to be hot at 70 today and low tonight, 51 degrees. But it is sunny here in the Bay
yes,
Area.
Sir. Yes, sir. Great. Mr. Weber, man, I like that, brother Chris.
Got to have a little enthusiasm.
That's right. Got to have it. And you, Miss Nice, we're having some nice weather. It looks good out there, you know. I can't complain. I'm blessed to be alive and the sun is out. And this morning I went to pick some plums off my brother's plum tree and washed them off and ate some. And they were sweet and good. They are Chinese plums,
great.
I believe. So I'm going to take some new plums back home with me to Ohio. So Houston here, we're doing great here in Houston, Brother Chris. We're having some beautiful, beautiful weather. And I'm glad I'm home for a little while. Just the circumstances that I have returned home to bury my sister. Sometimes, you may know, it's not easy to lose a loved one, but we all are together as
Absolutely.
A family, which is the most
That's
important
right.
thing. Family is important. I do believe, and I will always say that family is important, so we need the support of one another,
That's
Brother
right.
Chris, we really do, because life is so hard. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, my dad, my father used to tell me that when I was a kid. He was saying, son, he said, you know, life is just really hard, you know. And I would see him come home from work, and, you know, we would have little discussions, father and son kind of chat talk. And well, you know, when you get out there and you got to – sound like a plane flying over.
It is. Oh, you can hear that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all right.
All
folks.
Right.
This is live radio. It does happen.
Just as live as you can get.
Yes, sir. It is live. We are live.
That's great. That's great. You seem like you're in a very good spirit. I'm happy that you're able to have the kind of setting that's comfortable for you and to be able to enjoy the amenities of your brother and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And they open up their home to you. And you know, that's a blessing. And I'm happy. I was praying that you had safe travels. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, we get bumps in the road. We cross some people that are really ridiculous at times, and we got to pray for them. You know, and
Too
keep
ridiculous.
Our peace. You know, and keep our peace and just move on. And hopefully they'll see the light one day. But I'm glad that you're able to enjoy those wonderful plums and just relax and just... You know, and just focus on just the beauty of the Lord.
I am, my brother. I am, because I recognize that when you have Jesus Christ, as you said many times, you have Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter what the weather is, your circumstances. If you have Jesus Christ, you have everything.
That's right.
It's sunny in your life every day because you have a Son of God in your life. and he makes everything all right. And I'm all right, Brother Chris. I'm gonna be all right. Because he's in me.
That's right.
He's in my life, and I praise him every day, Brother Chris.
I enjoy praising. That's right. Yeah, and just like the psalmist said, Psalm chapter 84, verse 11, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give you grace and glory, and no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly.
Amen, Brother Chris. I'm glad
King James Version.
Yes, sir. I'm glad you said that. I'm glad the Lord woke us up this morning to a beautiful, beautiful day. And that's going to be our first selection this afternoon. Rayshon Booker. Rayshon, we're going to play your music,
wow.
Rayshon Booker. I woke up this morning, and we're going to have it ready for you real soon.
Right.
You got to be patient with this guy here. I can't see. And here we go.
Well, woke up this morning with my mind on Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Woke up this morning with the Lord on my mind.
That's right.
That's the best
That's
way
right.
to wake up, Brother Chris. That's one of the
Amen.
Best way of waking up with the Lord on your mind. And I thank
Let
the Lord
this mind be in
hey.
You.
Yes, sir.
This is
yes,
also
sir.
In Christ Jesus,
yes,
chapter
sir.
Verse 5.
Amen.
Remind me of
right.
David. David was giving wisdom to his son Solomon in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 17, where he said, I know also, my God, that thou triest the heart and has pleasure in uprightness. For as for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things, and now I have seen with joy thy people, which are present here to offer willingly unto thee. That should be our attitude. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir. Because you know what? The Lord does try our hearts, don't he? He really tries us to see where we are with him and if we still going to be in love with him. And regardless
right.
what we go through, we must stay in love with the Lord, because it is the Lord that will see us through it, help us to cross the widest sea, climb the highest mountain. It is the Lord that does help us in time of need. And listeners, if you want to call in, I call their number is 657-383-0883. I do believe we have a caller on the line, Brother Chris. Let's
Amen.
See who this may be. Good afternoon. You're live chatting from the Word with your hostess, Oscar York and Chris Edwards. How are you, my caller?
Hi. Hi, I'm good. This is Greg from Pennsylvania. I saw your show, and I just figured I'd call in and check it out.
Well, I'm glad
All
you
right.
did. I'm glad you did. How you doing today, Chris?
Not bad. It's a nice day out. Getting some
yes,
stuff
it
done.
Is. How's the weather your way?
It's pretty nice. There's no rain or nothing. Sunny.
That's great. That's a blessing.
That's great.
That's a blessing.
He's sunny in Pennsylvania. You're sunny in Texas, and I'm sunny in California.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're glad that you joined us. You have anything you want us to pray for? Because we will go into our prayer time soon. And you know, I believe we all stand in need of prayer. We all stand in the need of the Lord's
right.
help from time to time, because sometimes things get so tough. And we just want, I don't know about you all, but I just want to cry sometimes. But I know the Lord, he's going to help
oh, yeah.
me through the hard times. He will. He will.
Amen. Yeah,
time
I'll take some prayer for
yeah.
my overall health and to get in the Word more. More understanding on the Word.
Okay. That sounds good. What faith are you, if I may put it that way?
I'm a Christian. I don't really have a particular denomination.
Okay.
Well, we thank you, Greg, for tuning in with us, and that's good, and we hope the program is a blessing to you. And if you have any questions or anything regarding our religious convictions and what we believe as members of the Church of Christ, we're open to investigation, and we love the fact that you thought enough of us to call in. And
we're so glad that you called in.
Yeah.
We are so delighted that you call in. And Brother Chris,
mm-hmm.
where are you?
You
want
to go
Chris?
To the throne?
No, I'm not yet.
Let me go ahead.
We're going to play another song.
Oh, okay.
We're
going to
play
all
another
right.
song before you do that. Because today's our all music right. time. Today's our music time. We play our a cappella music today, and we want to play, for Greg, play
Amen.
Committed a cappella chords, Jesus Is More. Jesus Is More. I got to be patient
Amen.
With this old man. Here we go.
Oh,
Jesus is more. Regardless of what you're going through, Jesus can bring you out of it. He can help you through the toughest times as long
yes,
as
he
you
can.
Keep with him and keep faith in him. Jesus told his disciples, he said, you have just a faith as the size of a mustard seed. You can move mountains. Praise
right.
the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to go into our prayer time. And if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. It was the psalmist who said in Psalms 55, give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. If you're in Jesus Christ and if you love the Lord, he will hear your prayers and whatever your need is, he will help you because he truly cares about us. Brother Chris?
All right, let's go to the throne of God. Heavenly Father, Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to bless us in the land of the living to experience another sunny day of life. We thank you, Father, for our listening caller who has called in, Greg from Pennsylvania. Bless him in his health and his family, Father, and whatever his concerns are. Bless his life in a wonderful way to let him know that thou art God, Father, and that you care for all people. And we bless him and Father and that he can be able to understand the truth of the gospel and that we can be an aid to him and whatever questions he have, Father, regarding what you have in your word, Father, that we can be able to lead him through the gospel and, Father, that he will be able to be blessed. And we thank you, Father, and continue to bless Greg and all of our listening audience in a wonderful way. We pray, Father, for Brother Oscar. Bless him and his mourning and the loss of his nephew, Cliff Blaze, and his sister, Father. We pray for the family. Bless also his brother and his wife who has opened the house to him, and bless them continuously, Father, with your wonderful grace and all your benefits. Father, we pray also for those that are in power. We pray for, Father, the elected officials that represent us here in the United States. We pray for all that they will continue to strive to legislate laws that will make for peace, tranquility, and goodwill for all people. And we pray, Father, also for those behind prison walls, those that have convicted, been convicted of crimes, that, Father, we pray that they will serve their sentence. And we also pray, Father, that they will look to you for wisdom and direction while they're serving out their time, and that they can look to thee, Father, and for salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ. And those have been wrongly convicted of crimes, that their sins will be overturned, that justice will be served, and that, Father, that they will glorify you in the process. We pray for those that have left the faith, that have departed, and that have gotten discouraged or just weak. Father, we pray that we can encourage them to come back before it's eternally too late, that they can renew their relationship with you and to get restoration of their soul through the precious blood of the Lamb. And that, Father, that they will be cleansed, and then they can also, Father, align themselves with the church fellowship and to get strength and to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We encourage those that, Father, that have been out of fellowship for quite some time. We also, Father, pray for those that are traveling, provide them traveling grace to and fro, not only here in the United States, but also throughout the ecumenical world. We pray also, Father, bless all of our listeners, Father, all over the world. We thank you for tuning in to Chatting from the Word on Block Talk Radio, that this program, Father, will continue to grow and that it will be a blessing for all listeners. And we thank you, Father, that we can be able to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And this is our prayer, Father, for all. In the name of Christ, amen.
Amen, amen. Brother Chris, I really enjoyed that prayer. I hope our listeners join in with him in that prayer. We hope that he prayed for something that was on your heart and that something that you need. But if you want to call in, you can call in and talk with us. That's Craig Ed. The number is 657-383-0883. But this time in the show, we always ask for sponsorship. You know, everything we do today costs, have a cost to it. And this show does too. We need to help. We need to help to bring Chatting from the Word on the air and to keep it on the air. If you care about the gospel of Jesus Christ going out into the world, we are definitely teaching God's word here. We are definitely influencing the world to do what is right and what is good. And if you care about Chatting from the Word, sponsor us. Whatever denominations you can give, if it's a dollar, if it's $10, if it's $20, it will be very much appreciative. Whatever your finances can bear. And if you want to give a one-time donation, oh, that is beautiful. That would be accepted also. Churches, help us here. If we have routed people to your congregation, if we have put a snap in your members' walk, if we have brought joy to you and helped you preach some dynamic sermons that you never preached before, put us in your budget for 2019. And I'm on PayPal if you want to wonder where to send the money. I'm on PayPal. You can send me my PayPal account, paypal.com/oscyork3443@gmail.com. And I'm also on Facebook. I had to go on my wife's page under Maria Marcia York or Marcia York, and you get you see that, that's me too. So talk with me on that. Talk with me on Facebook, and I do have an email, as I just said, OscarYork3443@gmail.com, and I also have a webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com. I have published two books. A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, with Self for 2150, and Bridges of Friendship, which also sells for 2150. And if you want to purchase both books are $43. And the proceeds will go toward Chatting from the Word. And you know my motto, when you read, you get knowledge. And
knowledge comes power.
Yes, sir. Brother Chris.
Yes. You can reach me also at lowercase e06915@gmail.com. My account, Gmail account, is linked to Google. You can also reach me on Facebook. I have a Facebook page and Instagram. And Brother Oscar and I are on LinkedIn.com. You can reach us on LinkedIn.com and let us know what your concerns are, and also on Messenger 24/7. I have the Messenger application on my iPhone as well as my laptop. So call us, and if you're interested in this program on Chatting from the Word has been a blessing to you on Block Talk Radio, call in, message us, let us know, give us your comments or questions pertaining to what we believe, And as members of the Churches of Christ, as you may or may not know, we believe in the accuracy, the validity, the prophecy, and the authenticity of the sacred scriptures of God. So we can all get clarity from the scriptures. We're going to lead you into what thus saith the Lord. Isn't that right,
Amen.
Brother Oscar?
Yes, sir. That is correct. Well done, Brother Chris. I like that. We're going to play another selection. We want to play Greg Owens and the Wayne. Oh,
Amen.
My trials. We all go through them. We all go through
That's
the trials.
Right.
We are going to have some trials as long as we are part of this human race, as long
That's right.
as we are living down here on this earth. Here we go.
That's the all right.
Take a step without you. I can't make a move without you.
only Jesus can bring us hope through all of our trials. And as long as we live down here on earth, Brother Chris, we're going to go through some trials. We're going to go through some tribulations.
Sure.
We're going to go through some hard times. But we hold on tight to Jesus, them hard times, them trials. We can you know, kind of maneuver through them as long as
right.
the Lord is holding, if we're holding the Lord's
right.
hands, everything will
yeah.
be all right.
That's what the proverbial writer says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. He says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. King James Version. That's right.
Yes, sir. It is. We got to hold on to his hand. We got to be faithful to him. We got to give
yep.
him a try and a chance to be all
right.
he can be to all of us. Brother Chris, I'm glad
that's
we have a caller today. We're glad that the caller who's still listening. Craig, I'm glad you're still there. We hope that the songs that we're playing bring a joy to your life today. I hope
Amen.
We can snap in your Christian walk today, because sometimes we all need a little cheer in our
yeah.
life. Sometimes life is too terrible not to have a little cheer sometimes. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. Yeah.
Sometimes
yeah.
a little cheer. Oh, I do.
Yeah. Yeah, I know we got to sometimes got to take a break from all the drama that's out here, and we see the condition of our world, and you know, and problems here in the United States, and you know, it's easy to get caught up and in all the propaganda. So we need to get refocused sometime and just tune in to the Lord and you know, listen to what he has to say. And these songs are so uplifting, and it just does something to your spirit and gets you really aligned with God and his providence, his direction for us. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
That's right, Brother Chris. We're going to play our next selection, Sending Up My Timbers by Curtis Williams, Chris Turner,
Amen.
Willie Norwood, and company. Now, Willie Norwood, isn't he the father of, not Beyonce, don't tell me, what's that singer name? What's her name? I can't think of her name, but that's her father.
Okay.
Ray J, brother's name is Ray J. And,
yeah, Ray J, that's Brandy. That's the actress,
Brandy,
the singer.
Brandy,
that's her younger brother, Ray J, the rapper.
Their
father is a deacon at the Westside Church of Christ in
California. That's Willie Norwood. That's him.
Where Carl Backus. Well, Carl Backus is a longtime preacher there.
Well,
yeah.
Carl Backus been there
Dr.
for
Carl
a long
Backus.
Time.
Yeah.
He been there for quite
oh,
some
Carl,
time.
Oh, Carl, yeah. He's preaching.
He's been preaching for
to
the Lord quite some time. Is that right? Yeah, I've heard
yeah,
him speak several times. Several times
yeah.
I've heard him. A student at Southwestern, I heard him speak
right.
well, endowed with the knowledge of God's word, and he is
yeah.
a good speaker. But we're going to play the
right.
next yeah. Go ahead.
I was just adding a little to it. I was just saying that the mother, the wife to the deacon of their father, she manages their careers for them, Ray J
wow.
and Brandy, you know. And, you know, I know they're out there, but we got to pray for them. They in that celebrity world, man. They're in that life.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's easy
oh,
to get
yeah.
caught up.
Oh,
that's
yes.
another device of the devil. So we got to pray
oh,
for
yes.
them.
Oh, yes. And the
yeah.
devil, he's strong.
Yeah.
You can't fight him by yourself. Well, we're going to play
yeah.
Curtis Williamson, Chris Turner, and Willie Norwood, Sending Up My Timbers. And here we go.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Sending up my timber every
day.
Boy, he
was blowing on that one.
got to, Brother Chris. Got to send up our timber every day. Brother Chris, give us a little invitation before we clock out.
Absolutely. That's right. Well, those of you in our listening audience, we want to extend the cordial invitation of the gospel of Christ. You believe that Jesus died a cruel death and crucified at Calvary. If you believe in the historical facts of the gospel, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, that Jesus died according to the scriptures, he was buried and rose on the third day according to the scriptures, then you believe actually in the Christianity, because Christianity is based on the resurrection of Jesus raising from the dead from the grave. Because death was not able to. So with that, if you having heard and believed in the gospel, because you must have faith in order to please God, are you willing to repent of your sins? Because repentance is imperative. Repentance, we must be turned from our sinful life, turn from our way, and surrender our will to Christ. If you're willing to do that, and you're willing to confess the sweetest name on mortal tongue, Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, and you're willing to commit your life to him and be faithful unto death, then you are a candidate for baptism and to be baptized for remission of sins. All your past sins are washed away. Your clean slate, when you enter by immersion in the watery grave of baptism, you contact the blood of Christ, and it will cleanse you, the blood of the Lamb, from every sin, because the church is purchased by the blood of Christ. Because remember, the Father Jehovah doesn't have blood. It's Christ's church, and he's adding you to his church, which is blood-bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, and you are a new creation in Christ, and God will give you the gift of the Holy Spirit to help direct and guide your life as a comforter, as a helper, and you are added to the New Testament church. The church is the body of Christ. The body is the church because they're synonymous. You are baptized into Jesus Christ. You are baptized into the one body, the church. Galatians chapter 3, verse 27 says, "For as many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
That is correct, my friend. That's correct, my brother. So we hope that you go to the body of Christ that's near you.
Amen.
In your neighborhood.
By the Church of Christ.
Find it, because salvation is far too important to this, and I got a feeling that Christ is coming soon, so we need to be ready. Let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, I be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the program that we had today. We thank you for our caller, be with him. For all of our listeners, Father, help them have a beautiful, beautiful day. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. And it was nice chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. We'll see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everybody. All right. Same channel, same place. All right. We get this party started. Goodbye, everybody. Keep the faith.
Yes, sir.
Be safe. Amen.